It takes courage for a person who is suffering to come and ask for help. In fact, the majority of people who could benefit from professional behavioral health services don't get that help. While there are many reasons for that, the process of accessing those services too often leads to discouragement and further suffering, and can require resources that many people don't have access to. Regulatory and administrative requirements for a full diagnostic assessment prior to being able to be paid have led many agencies to request new or returning clients to fill out long and often repetitive questionnaires designed to arrive at a clear and accurate diagnostic assessment. This has helped create a system that prioritizes the needs of the payers, a demonstration of medical necessity, over the needs of the people seeking help. This can result in initial appointments that required clients to obtain transportation, time off from work, or other arrangements in their life, but that don't actually provide much tangible assistance. Treat First is a creative and flexible process that moves towards balancing those competing needs by being able to start the process with a simple question like, "How can we help you today?" We can be more welcoming, responsive, and immediately helpful. Results from the agencies involved in a Treat First learning community make clear that, while it can be a challenging transition for agencies and staff, patients and clients overwhelmingly appreciate that human connection and feel heard, supported, and cared for early on in their search for help. This appears to lead to a win-win, better outcomes for the clients, and more predictable attendance at subsequent appointments, supporting better productivity and higher quality services. We are pleased you are interested in Treat First and invite agency leaders, both clinical and administrative, to continue on to talk number 2, which goes into more detail on the critical elements of Treat First.